Welcome back to Hilchos Shabbos here, and we have to say we will be starting a new malacha today, the malacha of Beirer. Beirer, which means sorting, is one of the 39 Avos malachas, and Beirer is very unique that it applies all the time. It can happen preparing for a meal, in the middle of a meal, after the meal, and other times as well. It's almost impossible to go by a Shabbos that you don't have a shayla of Beirer, and therefore the Pesukim say that a person should try to be well-versed in the halachas of Beirer in order to understand what's mutter and what's aser, in order to watch himself from keeping one of these lamentas malachas, the malacha of Beirer. Now, Beirer means to separate between the good and the bad, the waste, the food, which is called the oichel, and the waste, which is called the psilis. Now, this halacha of Beirer is not only by food. It's even by two type of utensils or two type of clothing that you want to separate and sort them. There is an Issa Beirer. That means Beirer is not only by Achila, it's by other things as well. And the thing that you want is called the Eichel, that's called the food. And the part that you don't want is called the Psylus. And that is called Beirer when you separate the Eichel from the Psylus. Now, this Issa of Beirer, of separating the food from the waste, is only if it's done B'derech Malacha. But if it's done B'derech Achila, then the Halacha is its Mutter. That is the rule. And how do you make something into a derech achila? So Chazal taught us they need three conditions in order to make it derech achila. Number one is if you're taking the oichel from the psoilus, and not the psoilus from the oichel. When you take the bad from the good, that's more like you're fixing it up. But when I take the food out from the psoilus, from the waste, that's a derech achila. I'm eating that. Number two, it has to be right away. It has to be, I'm doing it for right now, because that's when I eat. I eat right now. And the third thing is, it has to be biyad and not bekli, which means it can't be with a special utensil made for beirer, because that also looks like you're trying to fix the food and not while you're eating. Now, there are examples where, even if you take the psoilus off the eichel, that means you take the waste away from the eichel, it'll still be mutter if it's derech achila. How, in what case? By peeling fruits and vegetables. There, if you peel fruits and vegetables without a specialized kli, then that would also be called derech achila. You want to have an apple or a cucumber, and you take the peel off, even though you're taking the psoilus, taking the waste off the food. If you have the other two conditions, that it's right away, and it is biyad, same thing with peeling an egg, the halacha is, it would be mutter. Also, similarly, if you have the food in your mouth, you're allowed to take the bone out of the fish while the fish is in your mouth, even though you're separating the psoilus from eichel, because that is called all derech achila. Now, the Bir Halacha has a shayla. What about if you're holding a fish in your hand, ready to put it into your mouth? Are you letting them pull the bone out? Because maybe there, that's also derech achila. So he has a suffolk about it. And the minig is, the halacha l'maisu machmer, that you should not separate the psoilus from the eichel when it's in your hand. And the only, the correct way to remove bones from the fish would be having the fish in your mouth and removing the bone from the fish while the fish is in your mouth.